In Afghanistan, the top two contenders in yesterday's presidential election claim to be ahead in the vote count, even though preliminary results haven't yet been announced. While President Obama praised the Afghan election today, U.S. officials in Kabul urged both candidates to refrain from calling the elections prematurely. NPR's Jackie Northam reports from Kabul.
This sort of posturing, where election candidates claim victory before the results are announced, is a political game played in many parts of the world. But here in Afghanistan, it's being viewed as a more serious turn of events. This morning, both incumbent President Hamid Karzai and his main rival, Dr. Abdullah Abdullah, claim they had more than 50% of the votes necessary to prevent a runoff election. Later in the day, spokesmen for both sides rolled back on those claims. There was fear, certainly amongst international representatives here in Kabul, that the candidates' declarations could increase the chances of fraud and the potential for violence while votes are still being counted. Today, Richard Holbrooke, the U.S. Special Envoy to the region, met with both Karzai and Abdullah and urged them not to preempt the election results. The U.S. Embassy also issued a statement saying only the Afghan Election Commission can announce the official outcome. The preliminary results were supposed to be announced tomorrow, but the commission said that they would be pushed back to at least Tuesday. Richard Williamson is with the International Republican Institute, which had about 30 observers in country during the election. Williamson said it was a prudent decision by the Election Commission to delay announcing the preliminary results.
Given the environment in which this election went on, it's better to be precise as opposed to release sample that may not be ultimately representative.
Still, Holbrooke acknowledged the outcome was bound to be disputed. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Kabul.